This is Archer, archer.com. Today is Monday, December 7th, 2009. And I haven't podcasted since when? Last Tuesday? Or was it Wednesday or Tuesday? I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. I think it was Tuesday. Of course, if I go to my website and check it out. But you know what? I think some of you have noticed this. My website was loading very slow lately, and it's because I had too many pictures and too many posts appearing on the front page. I think I had it set to 60 because I wanted to see if the RSS feed was working, and I forgot to change it back, so that's why it was loading very slow. But it should be back to normal by now. Yes, because I just checked it. Let's see, last podcast was Tuesday, December 1st, so almost a week ago. But, yeah, so now I can tell you about the weekend. On Friday night, the boyfriend came over to my house. But first, before he got here, a model came who wanted to have his pictures taken. So I set up the camera stuff, and he got naked and started taking some single shots of him. And then the boyfriend came, and I suggested the boyfriend get naked, and I take pictures of him with this model, and I did. And I think I'm going to post, I don't know, one or two, three pictures on, maybe two pictures, just as a little teaser, on the website. And I'm going to add some more to the nude male gallery. So, yeah. So anyway, took pictures, put them on the computer, showed him, put them on a CD, and chit-chatted with this guy, and then around, I guess it was 8 o'clock or so, maybe 8:30, he left, and then the boyfriend and I made dinner, and I made some chicken and rice for dinner, and we didn't eat until almost 9:30, so it was a little bit of a late dinner, but that's fine. We, don't have to eat early. And we weren't going anywhere, so it was okay. I'm getting distracted by Twitter, following what these people are saying, huh? Gotta stop doing that. So then, Friday night, we, you know, did our usual sit around and talk and catch up on what's been going on the week, and we ended up drinking, finishing the bottle of wine we had for dinner, and then had another bottle of wine, and I was actually feeling a little bit loopy. Excuse me. So, I was ready to go to bed. I think we were in bed by 11, maybe 11:30, and we were just, tired. So, went to bed, and, woke up around 7:30, looked out the window, and it was not snowing yet. It was raining. But I knew that the snow was going to start because they've been predicting this for a couple days. So I went back to bed, and the boyfriend and I snuggled for a while. But once I woke up at 7:30, it was hard to go back to sleep. And the boyfriend, when he woke up, it was hard for him to go back to sleep. So we were just like laying around snuggling. And then we got up, and around about 8:30, the snow started falling. Now, we had had plans to have another photo shoot to have, if I describe this to you, can know what I mean. We're going to have a masseuse come over and give the boyfriend a massage, and I was going to take pictures of the close-ups of the guy's hands massaging the boyfriend. So, I mean, it's kind of artistic, but I can't really describe it. I was really hoping to show it in pictures, but that we ended up canceling the masseuse guy. We told him that, you know, if he didn't want to come out in the snow, that was fine, because by that time there were 3 or 4 inches on the ground. But anyway, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So anyway, we had those plans, but we got up, and the boyfriend had to go deal with a cat. You know, he was a pet sitter. Excuse me. My goodness, I'm sounding like Big Fatty. Anyway, so the boyfriend left actually around 8:30 or so, I guess it was. I know it was, maybe it was earlier than that. he went off to take care of all of his pets, and I kind of like stayed in bed and played on the computer and just did little things around the house. And the boyfriend didn't come back until around 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. And then I made breakfast for us. We had some scrambled eggs and bacon and muffins and stuff. And then after breakfast, we decided to go back to bed. And, well, after I emailed the masseuse guy and told him that he didn't have to come if he didn't want to, and he emailed us back pretty quickly saying, you know, that's fine, he wouldn't come because he didn't want to get out in the snow, which was fine. So the boyfriend and I, we went back to bed to snuggle and watch the snow out the window. And we also watched a movie. What movie did we watch? Oh, I know. We put it on the DVD. We played The Bishop's Wife on DVD, and we watched that and fell asleep and kind of snuggled during that whole movie, and which was fun. And then we got up and decided we should probably take showers and get moving. So we took showers, got dressed, and decided that we would walk down to Whole Foods, which isn't too far from my house, and just see if they have any samples and maybe, you know, just see what they're tasting. Because sometimes on Saturdays they have wine tastings and cheese tastings, so we thought we'd go down there and see. Now, as soon as I walked out the door, I was wearing my, well, the boyfriend wore my old snow boots, and I wore my whatever mountain boots. I don't even know what you call them anymore, but they're like 10 years old, maybe not quite that long, but they're very old. And literally, as soon as I stepped my foot into the snow, they got wet and my feet got soaking wet, and I was like, god damn it, these things are so old, they're not waterproof anymore. So I decided right then I have got to get a new pair of whatever, some kind of boots. And because we walked all the way down to Whole Foods, and my feet were soaking wet, and the snow was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches deep, and it was all slushy on the streets and on the sidewalks and stuff, so I kept getting wet, and I did not like it. My feet were cold. But once we got to Whole Foods, my feet were warmed up pretty quickly inside and not in the water. So in Whole Foods, we actually tasted a couple wines and tasted some cheese, and we bought the cheese and these olive and fig crackers, or I think that's what they were, some Whole Foods crackers that were kind of expensive. But we got this really good cheese, and I can't tell you what it is. And we bought a bottle of wine and just kind of browsed around the store eating samples and looking at things, and I took some pictures and stuff because I had my camera with me. Well, actually, I took video too of the snow, and you've already probably already seen that. I posted it on the website. Was it on Saturday, or did I do that on Sunday? I think I posted that on Saturday. I did. I posted that on Saturday. The snow video. What was that noise? Something just fell. I don't know what that was. Anyway, where was I? I got distracted by what that noise was. I don't know what that noise was. I know you didn't even hear it. Anyway, so we were at Whole Foods, walked around, got some nibbles, and then walked back home, and then took off our boots and shoes and stuff and put our, we call them panties, but they are like pajama bottoms, and relaxed a while, and the boyfriend started to make dinner. He had gotten a ham, and he was going to make some homemade macaroni and cheese, and he got a whole bunch of stuff, so he started making that, and I was playing on the computer doing the video and stuff. And then we had dinner, ham and macaroni and cheese. This was only like at 5 o'clock, maybe it was 4:30, 5 o'clock. We ate really early, because right after that, we decorated the Christmas tree. Because I had set up my Christmas tree with the lights and all, but we did not decorate it. So, and our plan was to decorate the Christmas tree. So we spent a good, I don't know, 45 minutes decorating the Christmas tree. Every single ornament that I own is on the Christmas tree. And I actually dropped one and broke it. And the boyfriend was like, oh, you need more ornaments. You need more ornaments. But I do not need more ornaments, that's for sure. But the Christmas tree is decorated, and the boyfriend's presents are underneath the Christmas tree, and it's all ready for Christmas. You probably saw the picture for my Sunday's picture, day 341. I am standing in front of the Christmas tree with my bedhead hair. I've got to get a haircut. Actually, I think I'm going to get a haircut tomorrow. Anyway, so we decorated the Christmas tree, and then we decided to have a bottle of wine. Well, finish the bottle of wine that we have for dinner and watch another DVD, and we chose Christmas in Connecticut. So we watched Christmas in Connecticut on DVD in the living room and looked at the tree, and it was just really nice. The whole day, too, we were playing Christmas music, and then I think the boyfriend was getting tired, and he went to bed, and then I joined him a little bit later to bed. And that was Saturday night. And then Sunday, oh, I know, Sunday, got up and got dressed and got moving because my mother went to the commissary and I had to get my groceries. But right after she came and dropped off my groceries, we went to our favorite winery, Grey Ghost, because they were having their holiday open house. And you pay $15 and you get a wine glass with the whatever Christmas decoration they have chosen for this year on it. And then you get to have, you know, unlimited wine and nibbles and food and stuff. And they have this kind of contest thing where the winemaker makes these displays out of corks. For example, he built a Santa's chair out of corks. He built a gingerbread house out of corks. He built like a sleigh out of corks. He built a fireplace out of corks. And they're like, these are big displays, like three or four feet tall. And then he made this Christmas tree that was probably 8 feet tall out of corks. And well, this year's display was a clock with a moving, the little hand, actually, not the hands on the clock, but the, what do you call that thing that hangs down like a grandfather's clock? Pendulum? I don't know what it was. Anyway, he made the whole thing out of corks. And you have to guess how many corks it takes to make that. And then they will, you know, whoever comes closest gets to win like a gift basket of a couple of bottles of wine and some other stuff. So we put in our guests, and we spent about an hour and a half there. Actually, it was more like 2 hours. And bought some wine. The boyfriend had to pick up a case for his parents, and we chatted with people. Because this is the first time we've been to a winery since the whole Michaela and Tariq Salahi White House party crasher thing. And we saw all these wine people we knew, and we were all talking about that and how fake they are and how, you know, this does not surprise us at all. So it was fun chatting about them, you know, because we knew other people who knew them, you know, whatever. So that was fun. And then we went to another winery and did a tasting there and didn't stay too long, had a glass of wine, and then headed home. We got home about 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and I wanted to do some snuggles, but the boyfriend had to go because he had to take care of pets again. So he had to leave, so we packed up his case of wine and all his stuff in his car and said goodbye. And then it's me here now doing whatever. So that was our weekend. There goes my chair making that noise. And this week, I don't think I have much going on this week. Well, I do, but tomorrow I'm taking off from work because I have a dentist appointment. I think I told you about the dentist last week. Yeah, I did. I told you about the dentist last week. Well, this week I just have to go for a regular checkup and have my teeth cleaned and stuff like that. I'm sure she's going to yell at me, the dental hygienist, whatever, is going to yell at me because she's going to say, you're not flossing good enough and you're not getting it deep enough and all this kind of crap, which I hate. I hate going to the dentist. I don't know if anybody else does, but I hate going to the dentist. So I'm taking off tomorrow for the dentist, and even though my dentist appointment is early in the morning, I still want to take the whole day off so I can do other things like my Christmas cards. I have not even begun to start my Christmas cards, so I need to do that. So there's that, and I think that's about it. Now, today in the mail, I got my coupon book for my condo fee for the next year, for 2010, and I was absolutely shocked to see that it went up $34. I know that doesn't sound like much, but if I told you, well, my condo fee, I know this is going to be outrageously shocking, but my condo fee is $694 a month. Now that's the new one, $694 a month. I know, and people are saying, oh my God, you're kidding. Yes, because I don't pay for any utilities whatsoever. all my electric, all my water, all my trash, all my sewer. Everything is included in my condo fee except my phone and my cable. So I don't have to pay any utilities. And that's also upkeep on the property, the landscaping, everything. So I still think it's kind of high, kind of outrageously high, but what can I do? I have to pay it. It has more than doubled in the time that I've lived here, though. That's for sure. It was like $324, I think, when I started living here. Ooh, almost 12 years ago. So it's doubled in 12 years. I was really thinking that this year it might go down because everything has gone down. Well, not everything, but, you know, the economy the way it is. I thought it would go down, and unfortunately it went up. $34, so I'm really pissed off about that. So yeah, my condo fee went up, and that sucks. Now, I did see this thing on the news, not the local news, but on my RSS news feeder, a lot of the gay stuff, that the Lambda Rising bookstore in D.C. is closing. That bookstore has been there forever. I think it's the only gay bookstore we have in D.C., and they are closing their doors, which is... I mean, it doesn't surprise me because of the fact that people don't buy books as much anymore. If they do, they're getting them from Amazon, or they have Kindles, or whatever, and bookstores are just not as popular as they used to be, and people cannot, the bookstore cannot maintain themselves. They're not a big national chain. I think they have two bookstores. Actually, the one in Rehoboth Beach is closing too. So yeah, so our only gay bookstore in D.C. is closing, which is so sad, but it's kind of understandable. I understand it. It is sad though. Let's see, what else is going on in the news today? If I go to the WashingtonPost.com, let's see, the flu pandemic could be the mildest on record. The U.S. charges Mumbai suspect. The EPA declares emissions dangers. The bailout losses slashed by $200 billion. That's a good thing. That Zuzu Pets passed the safety test. Have you seen this thing, Zuzu Pets? It's that little electronic hamster that has a little wheels on the bottom and it rolls around, and that's like the big rage this year. I've already seen a couple of kids with them. I think it's ridiculous, because there was a thing saying that they were bad or they were causing chemicals, something this, something that. So, yeah. Oh, and now I'm going to yawn. Oh, now I really am sounding like Big Fatty when I start to yawn. That must means that it's time for me to stop talking. Which I should. Plus, I want to watch what's coming on. I was watching this Christmas thing on was it ABC? Where is it? Oh yeah, it was Santa Claus Coming to Town, the old Rankin Bass claymation thing. Yeah, that was good. But now 9 o'clock's coming. Ooh, Intervention's coming on. I have to watch Intervention and then The Hoarders. Ooh, yeah. All right, there. I do have to go. All right, boys and girls. Well, that's all for today. Hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you have a great week. Until next time, bye.